If you're watching like a YouTube video about twin flames, and this person, you can just maybe tell, hasn't been in a actual twin flame dynamic, they can say like the words, but the vibration they carry, they don't know, because like the only thing that's actually real is the experience. Good morning, Bloom Babies, and welcome to another episode. It's been a while that I've recorded one of those in English. I'm really active on my German podcast, but I got the calling. My higher self was knocking. Do some podcasts in English. You had the hottest English teacher now for over a year. Your English is on point. So here I am. Sit back, fasten your podcast seatbelt, and today we go into a juicy topic. But before we dive in, let's take a deep breath. All right. Today we talk about soulmates, twin flame relationship, karmic relationships, and divine union. So those are the four different common vibrations we experience in relationships. And really important how I start this podcast now is it is all based on your beliefs and definitions. Like whatever definition you give a karmic relationship is what it is. Like what you say goes, you create your reality based on your beliefs and definitions. And at the same time, they are like everything's energy, everything are frequencies, vibrations, and there are typical reoccurring vibrations in relationship dynamics that we all experience. So I base my definitions on the actual structure of reality, the vibration it just is. Like, sure, I would love this to be a divine union, but the vibration it carries is actually a twin flame relationship. So this is really important to understand. When you watch like any video on YouTube, like about twin flames, for example, and then you watch another one and it says something else, like who's right, who's wrong, neither, it's like what you choose to believe. And I invite you to really understand the difference of the experiential reality, like whatever you say goes, you create your own reality, and the actual mechanism, the structure of reality, how reality mechanically works. And the mechanism is that it's like it's all energy, and it's so nice to see it for what it actually is and not live in delusion of it's actually something else, unless it serves you. Like, it's so, like, don't get me wrong, it's great to be delusional if it serves you, but if it doesn't, like if you're stuck in a karmic relationship and you're like, it's my divine union, no, it's not, it's just not. And they're like such powerful permission slips. Like, you can check your astrology charts and overline them and all. They're like so many great tools. Like, Britney's really into that. And you see, like, is this actually a compatible match? Like, is this actually the one? Or, like, not at all. And we're just here to work something out. As, like, karmic relationships are for. That in our past lives, there was some karma accumulated. And here's something to learn. So we just come together to learn this lesson. And once it's learned... And once it's learned, bye, okay, why, what the fuck, why was I attracted to this person? Like, now that I work this through, like, I need to, like, I don't, like, how was this a reality? So yeah, that's a karmic relationship. So now, what I'm gonna say, these are my definitions of those four relationship dynamics. And I say I base them on the actual vibration, but I also invite you to not just listen to me, but trust your own intuition, do your own research, and like believe whatever serves you the most. So, shall we dive into it? Let's go. So yeah, in my German podcast, I listen to music in the background. And it's just so nice. Like on my German podcast, I do whole podcasts where we just listen to music. But it's like my physical mind then wants to hide in like only doing German podcasts, and I do them every single day. And my higher self is like, no, you're meant to spread your vibration far more. And every day is like too much. So now go do some podcasts in English. And my physical self is like, but German is my little comfort box. I don't want to go out. Higher self is like, but then here you get... yeah, if you don't follow your guidance from your higher self, you get some bitch slaps. And to avoid those bitch slaps, just actually follow your joy, the guidance you receive from your higher self. Like, this magnetic pull based on your joy. Like, yeah, this way here, this is who I actually am. So here I am, woke up and got super excited to make this podcast. And I'm a good boy, so I follow the guidance of my higher self. And here we are. Okay, let's take a more chill song. Okay, which one shall we start? Let's start about the cozy one. The little Teletubby one. LSD, woo! I don't know, these are just words for the vibration of soulmates, because a soulmate relationship is just smooth. You just instantly click and it feels so light and easygoing. You just get along so well and you're so similar. So for me, most of my soulmates, they're like immediately in the friend zone. Because sure, we can have sex, we can have a romantic relationship, and don't get me wrong, sometimes being sexual with a soulmate is amazing. Personally speaking, I've had sex with soulmates and it's just like making love to my sister, you know? It's like you could be my sister, kinda. Just a little add-on from my future self. I just re-listened to the podcast in the gym and I was like, wait a minute, I had many soulmate relationships where we went romantic, so sexual. And it was such vibey sex and so spicy. So what I just said, I take it back. Soulmate relationships can totally be sexual in the spiciest, nicest way ever. For me, soulmates are often my friends. We're like really like-minded. Thus, the limitation is also quickly that if I want to grow more, I don't get so many reflections there because we're so alike. That's where like twin flames come in, to like give me the polar opposite of who I am and get me so out of my bubble and comfort zone. But then it's so nice to have those soulmate connections, and they can also be your siblings and your mother and your father. Or as I said, can also totally be romantic relationships. And it's so nice to have them as your comfort zone, as your happy place to go back to them. And I can like, for me, it's a lot of Germans and I could go to them and we listen to German rap, to Crow. It's like one of our favorite artists and we notice the lyrics and we can put the JBL box under the spikeball net and we play spikeball together and we laugh and we catch up and we have the same programming because we grew up in Germany. And we both escaped the matrix in a similar way because we unprogrammed ourselves in a similar way, having this coming from the same programming. So there's just so much, I get you, I really get you. Yeah, I get you. So that's why many soulmates choose to reincarnate in the same country or like similar programming, but doesn't have to at all. They can be anywhere. But you just like, the easiest sign of a soulmate is it just feels so easy, like no effort. You just click, you just vibe. And it's not the same soul, it's a different soul. So now, coming from soulmates, I just took some screenshots. I was Googling like the ones that resonated the most with me. So I'm just reading what Google says. different soul but instant connection. It's lighter and calmer with them. Can be in form of a mother, father, sibling, friend, spouse, etc. Easy relationship, comfortable and safe and stable. Yeah. So now, I also invite you during this podcast to think about each of those relationship dynamic vibrations and think about a couple one that fit those perfectly. So now I invite you, like, who are some of your closest soulmates? Because I'm telling you, it's so powerful once you understand those vibrations consciously, and then moving forward when you meet new people to see, like, what game are we playing? Like, who are you in this timeline for me, for each other? Is here something to learn in a karmic relationship, which we will get into? Or like, oh, you are totally a forever friend because it's a total soulmate relationship, but I don't expect in you to, like, get reflections of, like, really big things, like working through big karmic accumulation, big traumas I have in me, because we're so alike, we're having the same trauma. So it's really powerful to know what game you're playing. All right. So yeah, now think about a couple soulmates. And you're like, oh yeah. Like, I'm sure instantly a couple people come to you like, yep, that's my girl, that's my bro. Yeah, we're best friends. Yeah, totally soulmates. So you're coming, like, from the same oversoul. And now we shift into something really interesting, which is the twin flame connection. And this is so important to say, people ain't no shit about twin flame dynamics who haven't been in one. Like, the past Ferdi, before I met Brittany, Brittany is my first twin flame dynamic, my first twin flame relationship. Like, we're totally twin flames. Yep, this vibration is really dead. Before her, I've never been in that twin flame dynamic. So even if I would watch this podcast, I'm like, oh yeah, I can imagine. No, like, yeah, maybe you can imagine, but experientially you have no clue. So maybe shut the fuck up, like, maybe don't make a YouTube video about it. So if you're watching, like, a YouTube video about twin flames, and this person, you can just maybe tell, hasn't been in a actual twin flame dynamic, they can't say, like, the words, but the vibration they carry, they don't know, because, like, the only thing that's actually real is the experience. So you gotta experience it. And let me tell you, my friends, I went into the deepest dungeons of the twin flame dynamic and slayed the dragon. So let's dive into it. But first, I take a sip of my cacao. And while I do that, I invite you to take a deep breath. So, oh my god, there's so much to say about twin flames. So I'm also gonna link your video down below where the alchemist, she, like, really goes into the scientific facts about, like, all the facts about it. So I can, like, I'm just flowing. This is all channeled. Here we go. So twin flame, you literally are the same soul. It's like one soul that comes down here and quote unquote splits itself in two halves. But this is really important to understand. It's not out of lack, meaning that, oh, when we find each other, we will finally be complete and whole. We need each other to be one. No, you're complete by yourself. It's out of abundance that if actually two twin flames come here together, it's really powerful. It means there is such a abundance that can be experienced when they come together. Because often one twin flame stays in spirit, because twin flame relationships are also I find the toughest. Like karmic relationships, often there is like, it's like really painful. Oh, we get into that. But it's like, okay, it's like only we work something out, maybe a couple months, maybe a year. And then I'm like, bye, because we worked through that. Or it's just like too painful that I cannot do this any longer. But a twin flame is actually there to stay in whatever way. And it also can shift in a divine union. We will get into that. Wow, I just opened so many boxes. Let's take a deep breath. So yeah, often one of the twin flames actually stays in spirit, because when you meet in the flesh down here, it is so challenging because you reflect everything to each other where you can grow, and there is kinda no running away from if you actually wanna become your best self, a fully integrated, fully balanced being in your power, because you know the other person got those reflections for you, because you are the same soul, like this, you are not like similar souls, no, I'm talking about actually the same core soul, and you come down here and you each embody the polar opposites, like me and Brittany, where I'm like so on point, my Virgo self, and I make everything clean and nice, and I write things down, and it's all, everything is on point. She is total chaos. But this chaos I would be if I would be her, because she's so like me, which is this beautiful chaos, which is magic, where I'm like, baby, how, why are you doing these things so unorganized? But then what is created out of it? Like the synchronicity in that, I'm like blown away. What doors she has opened to us, places we could stay, connections. I'm like, and then I trace it back how this occurred. And I'm like, this is just like created in the total female chaos. And I just like, it's so sexy. But then if too much of this chaos is there, like let's say Brittany dates someone that is exactly like her, and that is just too much chaos. There needs to be a Virgo who's like grounded in the on pointness and like, you know, actually edits her podcast and actually publishes them, so they actually come out and you can watch them and pay the electricity and stuff like that. So that's what I'm here for. So, yeah, wow, there's so much to say to that. So, yeah. Twin flame dynamic. Wait, it's just like this song is too much. It's the Lord of the Rings song. But it's so beautiful, though. Okay, maybe my higher self wants to play the song. Twin flame dynamic is also really quote-unquote addictive, because finally there is someone who can reflect to me things where I can actually grow. Like before I met Brittany, I got to this point where everyone else, I already quote-unquote outgrew their reflections. Like there wasn't something new where I could grow, so I spent so much time alone, because then chilling with my higher self and the homies from my higher self, like my spirit guides, I'm like, whoa, 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 I could grow there. But I was so craving to get reflections in flesh from another soul. And then I met Brittany and I was like, oh my God, like those reflections, like I can grow hardcore. And this is also the big challenge about twin flame dynamics. It's that you are growing as if you took cocaine.
I just want to say I never took cocaine, so I don't know how this feels. So this metaphor is maybe not the best. What I'm saying is just like this on steroids growth. So it's a metaphor, calm down, and also no front. I'm sure people have great experiences on that substance, but I cannot talk about it experientially. It's a metaphor.
You're like growing so fast, and Brittany and I, we actually love it. Like her and I were these growth chunkies. where we love to grow, I'm like, please, please, please reflect me something where I can grow, where I can integrate something. I'm like already so integrated, please. And then she came in my life and she reflected me so much of the embodiment stuff. I was like, wow, Ferdi, I'm so awake. Like my third eye is wide open, but my heart chakra is like not so open and there's like a little disconnection. And I'm like, yeah, how do I actually feel? How do I feel in my body right now? Like, why am I a little chubby? Like, why do I consume creatine? Like, why am I not like taking deep breaths so much? Why am I like not stopping and smelling the flowers more? Why do I not check in how I actually feel and ask my loved ones, how are you feeling in this moment? Like actually right now, how are you feeling in your body? Like, describe some sensations that are you feeling right now. Because how we're feeling in the moment is everything we got. And let me tell you, we can feel so good if we actually embody who we are and actually follow our joy in an embodied way. So yeah. And then I caught her up with all the awake stuff and DMT and Bashar and all the alien stuff. And we were like... But it was too much, too fast, too soon, that there was a lot of pain, a lot of fights, a lot of hurting each other. Because, for example, she reflected me things in such a brutal, straight up honest way, where I was like, oh, where I could feel like, I know this is true, but it's like too direct that I'm having like such a big ego death that like this persona is just like, I thought who I was and I actually liked this face. I cannot be in it anymore. So this is just gone. And I felt like you just like stripped away a whole phase of my life, because now that you reflected it like this and it just like penetrated me, I just have to let this all go. But like, I was like prepared to do this like in, I don't know, maybe a couple months down the line. But not instantaneously, baby, I'm dying. It felt like a lot like dying. Like this whole year when we got together, it was the highest highs. Like, oh my God, our MDMA trip and how much we love each other and the sex and like the butterflies and all, like, oh my God, like the best moments of my life. And also like the most downs, where I was never so hurt. Deepest ego death, deepest, like, it felt like 100 ayahuasca ceremonies the whole year. Where like it was like non-stop, like it didn't stop. There was like always more, and I was like I feel like a woman now. Which I love now, because now I actually embody it. Like now I'm like, hey baby, this is great, thank you so much. But during it I was like, oh my God, I don't want to like feel all these emotions like women do and actually see how much women are suppressed and like what is wrong with men to the fullest from like your perspective. Like, oh my God, like, can I not just like have a little funny? Oh my God, ah, now I get it. Oh shit, oh no, not just individually, but the whole pain of the whole collective of the woman and the nature and like the womb and like, oh my God, baby, no, you're not alone in this. I fucking feel it too. Yeah, yeah. I really want to embody a healthy masculine for the collective and teach the man. Like, now that I see it, I cannot unsee it. Before, I was like the alien boy and I was playing spike ball. I was jumping in the UFO and I'm like, let's go. And now I'm fully trauma informed and really understand trauma and like the heavy imbalance in the world of the toxic masculinity and what it means to embody a healthy masculinity and that the world needs it so much right now. So here I am, the Papa Bear, creating safe spaces, be a walking safe space. Wow. And if you don't want it that fast, if you're not a gross chunky, then you don't have to. Like, this is really important to say that you always have the choice. Now I'm really actually digging this song. Thank you, higher self. So you can totally... I'm not saying like you even have to break up with your twin flame. Let's say you're also in a twin flame relationship and you're at the early stages where you're like getting so many reflections and it's like too fast, too soon. You can just slow things down. like, yeah, looking back, I kind of wish a little bit Brittany and I, we would have slowed down. But now looking back, it's all perfect because I want to be here right now. And it slowed down, I mean, we like moved together kind of instantaneously. Because we were just like, we love each other so much. Like, we were just like so happy we found each other in the timeline because finally there's someone like me. I really thought I'm alone because I looked everywhere and there was no one actually like me. And I was always having like tons of people around because this person has like 5% of this, this percent, 11% of this. So if we're in a group, I like kind of get someone like me, but one on not really. So, and then I met her and I was like, oh my God, there's someone like me. How beautiful. Because we were just like loving each other so much. And yeah, so we instantaneously moved in together. Which is great if you already have like reflected each other most things, but we didn't. So it was too fast, too soon. So you can take things slower. You can even, whatever breakup means when you're like really awake, like what does a breakup even mean? Like we're all connected, we're all one. This connection is just the illusion, and the disconnection we create is always just temporary. Like there is no forever disconnection. So, slow is safe. For twin flames especially. Because you don't want to get to a point, and I'm so happy I didn't get there with Brittany, where it's too painful to be in a relationship with that person, where you just look at this person and you remember all the pain you caused for each other. Because I know friends who went there where they love each other to death, but they created so much pain that when they see this person, just too much comes up and they're not at a place where they can work this pain through. Because again, like things you created that you didn't own up and realize. What did I just say? That like when there is something between you, like everything can be worked through, you know? So, but I have like friends who are not at this place where they worked through it and they actually own it. Because like first you gotta own it to realize there is something, like not be in denial, and then like actually realize it and yeah, do whatever is needed to like apologize for it, like make up for it, to balance the energy. Like the universe always wants to be balanced. That's why we're coming here over and over again, to like balance, like, oh, I accumulated some karma over here, like the oversoul, like all that is, everything craves balance. And that's why us shifting into this new timeline, new earth, the new golden age, however you want to call it, it is being a fully integrated, balanced individual. So I love to own everything, no denial, and really realize, and then owning up, like the amount of voice messages I sent the last years to people where like I could have ended it in a more nice way, or I was a little, even just a little emotionally unavailable. And like 100% of those people were like, oh my God, I didn't even see it from that perspective. I thought it's all great. I got you. I was understanding you just needed your space. But now that you say it like this, like, oh my God, thank you. Because I was like, hey, if I created any kinds of wounds in you, I want to now here help you to heal those wounds. I'm here. I want you to know that I'm here. I'm sorry. Back then, I didn't have the tools how to be emotionally available because my emotional intelligence was lacking. And now looking back, I could see how I hurt you there. So now I want you to know that I'm here. And if I created any wounds, I want to be there to help you that you can heal them. And they're like, oh my God. So this is so great to just like realize, fully integrate yourself and be a balanced individual. So yeah, okay, I'm drifting into space because Hans Zimmer with the song from Interstellar. Like, what do you expect, higher self? What do you expect? Do you expect me to say it, Twin Flame Dynamics, if you give me the song? You want me to go there? Okay, that's why we went there. Okay, but now we go back. But yeah, like if you want a whole video, like I can talk about forever, because Twin Flame is like what I experienced with Brittany. And there are just so many aspects where we can talk about it. And I loved how Brittany talked about it in one of her latest podcasts about it. She said, that the story of, you know, like the Cinderella, the Disney story of like, we meet and everything is perfect ever after, but no one likes to talk about how it actually is. Because let me tell you, so many keep their relationships offline, and that's great. Like, whatever feels good for you. I just love it when people are real, you know, when they don't have a fake mask of like portraying themselves outside that everything is perfect. In actuality, it's not. It's like a lot of fighting and crowing. And now the song gets too dark for me. So we do something chill. This is great. So yeah, just be real, you know. It's so fine to not share. Like, actually, if you don't want to share something, that's great. Just, I love it if you're real, raw, and authentic. Because once people are waking up more, like, you cannot hide anything from me. I can see your auras, your vibrations. So if you're, like, doing something that is out of integrity, I immediately smell bullshit. Like, you cannot hide it anyways. Because you cannot fake a frequency. You cannot. It's like, here, this podcast, you hear that this is all real, raw, and authentic. Like, literally, my guides tell me I'm not allowed to bullshit you. I'm not allowed to lie here. So, and it feels so good. I really recommend Raw Essence. Remember who you are. Share yourself in whatever way excites you. Back to the twin flame dynamic. Wow, we went all over the place. Wow, I feel so excited to share way more about this. But yeah, what Brittany shared about the Cinderella story, like, we met and everything is perfect ever after. No, it's not. Our first year was the biggest roller coaster ever. Like, when you still have like a lot of things deep down to crow and trauma, and someone reflects it to you, it's gonna be a ride. It's just like so important to show up that one of the partners in the relationship stays grounded, so the other one can like go crazy, explore things, go deep in the pain and the trauma, and the other one stays stable and hosts the person. But yeah, Brittany talks really greatly about that. Check out one of her latest podcasts. It's called Why Most Twin Flame Relationships Fail. And her and I, we were like often at this point where we almost broke up. But I was already channeling that. I was saying to her, like, babe, we're gonna come back here anyways. So we can know, because her and I, we love being traumatic. We love it so much. It's like one of our favorite things, to be traumatic. It's like, otherwise, what's the point of living if you're not a little traumatic, you know? But I'm like, when it actually gets quote-unquote serious, I'm like, babe, we can now make this traumatic breakup and I move out and this, and we lose a bunch of money because of these choices, that, and then over many months we come back together anyway. So why don't we actually work it out now? And I just am triggered as fuck, but I just take 5 deep breaths and we actually work it out now instead of like creating so much shit, because I see the timeline and I fucking love you and I got your back and you got my back and we love each other so much. Here's just something to heal, to grow. So let's face it as a team, side by side. Like, you're next to me, I'm next to you, we're looking on it together. Like, we're not, it's not between us. We're not like fighting against each other as a team. I know, said it all, it sounds super easy. But in reality, when you actually love someone so much that this person can trigger you so quickly, it's the most challenging thing ever. Like, relationships are tough school. It's the most challenging thing in the multiverse. Trust me, I traveled the multiverse a lot. You want to know what's the most challenging? Especially romantic relationships. Fuck! Especially twin flame relationships. Oh my god! But it's also the most fun, the spiciest thing. Like, when you're so awake and realize there's nowhere to go, there's nothing to do, like, creation was probably just bored, and like, how can we make this fun? Let's take a soul and quote-unquote split it in two, let them all reincarnate, let them embody the polar opposites of each other, and see how that works out. And our higher selves are just like eating popcorn and being like, oh my god, like, now they're having this fight and feeling all these raw emotions, but they're so loving each other, and then, oh my god, they're having such deep emotional releases, and they're getting together, and they're having amazing makeup sex, like, oh my god, those emotions. And I'm down here sometimes in my pain body, I'm like, you enjoying the show, do you? Like I do this sometimes with my higher self, where I'm just like, my physical mind is like, fuck you. And then nowadays I'm so awake in the suit that I'm always in both perspectives at the same time, where I'm my physical mind and my higher mind, so I can switch back and forth. It's just all really funny when we're so awake, and getting even more awake, we're just coming into really funny times. So yeah, and such great times, because we're actually, like Brittany and I, we worked out, I would say, most of the things. So now our relationship is for the most part so harmonious. And still, like, there are things, like, yeah, I know how alien I am and how challenging it is for me to really understand the human experience. Like, someone channeled to me that of this, like, galactic life theme we experience, I only reincarnated 174 times, and only, did I say 174? Yeah, and only 64 times on planet Earth as a humanoid human. So meaning 110 times somewhere else, like Pleiadians and so on. Like, the strongest connection I have is actually to Pleiadians. Shoutouts to my Pleiadian brothers and sisters. We just get it, you know? Like, everything I get channeled or read about Pleiadians, I'm like, this is not where I want to shift. This is not what I want to become. This is just who I am. This is just, finally something makes sense. So yeah, that's why for me it is challenging to understand us humans and our pain bodies and emotions and trauma. Because, like, oh yeah, now it shifted. Like, now I'm not in the relationship with the Brittany where we're like so our higher selves. Now she is triggered and she's in the pain body of that little Brittany that got traumatized when she was a little girl. And now I'm in a relationship with her and dad. And now this is actually a beautiful moment to heal it. But Ferdi, you didn't get it. So you didn't create the space so she could heal it. Good job. Good job, Ferdi. Because you're like, didn't get it. Because it's so alien to you. And yeah, this is still one of my biggest challenges, is to really understand it. Because I like, it's really alien to me, this human experience, and I was never like traumatized a lot. So over the year, like, I really caught up on emotional intelligence, being trauma informed, hosting someone in their emotions, all this stuff. And still, Brittany needs like a lot of that on a really high level. And I wanna become that man that is fully able to do that for her and others. Because it's really my excitement, because yeah, what the fuck is there to do? Like, emotions are so beautiful. So yeah, I'm figuring it out. I'm figuring it out. And I will report back. Wow. The song Time from Hans Zimmer. I invite you to detach the movie, in this case Inception, with the actual soundtrack. Because the vibration of Inception as like a color where I want to linger is not so my excitement. But once I disconnect the movie Inception from just this vibration of the song, I'm like, oh, I love this song. I love to linger in that, like, whoa. Because what Hans Zimmer does, my good bro, he opens up spirit with his music so well. So yeah, I don't know what else to say, actually. There's just like so much. I just like, my higher self gave me a juicy topic to talk about, and I'm just excited to record more English podcasts, because what I'm doing here, I'm channeling my higher self, and I can talk about this and endless things forever. I just need like a hook. This is what I'm gonna do a podcast about, and then we just go deep into spirit. Okay, let's see what Google says. Someone you share the same soul with, emotions run deep within them, can be toxic as the shadow aspect is triggered, and teaches self-love for spiritual growth. Yeah. So yeah, that's the twin flame relationship. Sorry, the song is too much. Sorry? I'm not sorry. This is a beautiful song. Oh, I love this song so much. It's called Oh, I Love You. Okay. Should we quickly talk about how to shift a twin flame relationship into a divine union? Let's talk about it. So there comes a point when you like work through your stuff with your twin flame. There will come this point. There shall come this point where you work through your stuff and you wake up to a sunrise of a grateful universe. And you look each other in the eyes and you be like, babe, I get you. And you get me. And then now we actually get each other. And we know what the other person needs. Do you like want to become my divine union? Where you're like my person, you know? We're all craving our person. And it's just all getting so funny because all these definitions, like that's why I also like feel so connected to Pleiadians. If you read more about Pleiadians, I'm gonna link your post actually down below. I posted at my Instagram at VeganStrengths, how Pleiadians live romantic relationships. Like they're all married to each other. There is no like labels or anything. It is what it is in the moment, and they operate on total synchronicity. And this is who I am. So that's why, like, once you're like really awake, what is even anything exactly? What does it even mean that you're my twin flame? We're in this kind. Like, no, it's all what it is. It's all energy. And once you're like really awake and have healthy relationships where you over communicate everything, then you can just like be happy for each other if someone finds another connection and we communicate it all, like Brittany and I. We are romantic with other people. We're living in an open relationship. And sure, it was really challenging because we love each other so much. Like before her and I got together, open relationships for both of us was like so easy. And we thought we already worked it through. Guess what? Find someone that is actually your person that you love to death. And then you have to relearn it all, everything. Attachments, open relationships, all that stuff. But now we actually worked it through. So now I can say, hey, go babe, have fun. And I feel what is called compersion, where you experience joy by the joy of someone else. Like when she experiences joy, I experience joy because I love her. When she experienced love, I experience love because I love her. I'm happy for her love. And it's all healthy because we really learned how to protect our hearts. And I see most people out there in open relationships just like knifing each other, hurting each other so much and getting back and just like, oh, like, please be gentle. Please protect each other's heart. Please go slow. Slow is safe. Over communicate. But yeah, there are like so many podcasts about this, and I love it because Brittany actually recorded a lot of podcasts about all these topics. But if you want to hear it more from my side, as the alien boy who becomes an alien man and embodies a really healthy masculinity and really understands this human game now, then let me know in the comments down below what aspect you want to talk about it, like open relationships, all this stuff. So yeah. And that's where Brittany and I am now in the timeline that, like, yeah, when we got together, we were calling each other twin flames. Like, she's my twin flame. And now we don't say that anymore because what does it even mean? Like, she's my person. I love her. I will always have her back. I will always show up for her in whatever way feels good for me. And I just know I'm gonna always show up. I'm always gonna have her back. And same for her. We just know that about each other. We made this ceremony where we made a promise to each other, like, whatever happens, I know in my heart of hearts, I will always be there for you. No matter if we are just becoming friends and if we're having another primary partner or whatever, I love you because I actually see our soul and we're the same. Like, oh my God, there were like many moments where I actually saw our connection, like from a soul level, like upstairs in spirit. Like on one of our MDMA trips, Like I was like, oh my God, she's me. Like if I would be her, I would be just like her. And that's why I'm so attracted, because basically what is attraction? Why are you attracted to someone? Because they have reflections for you, what you are not. So you can, so it's like so spicy, like, oh, what does this person have? Like there's something to grow. And this is why it's so spicy between us, because I don't get her and I totally get her. I don't get her in the sense like I wouldn't do it like she does. But if I would be like her, I would exactly do it like she does. And I love it so much because it's the polar opposite. It would be so boring if we would be exactly the same. And then also our reality would be so limited. Whereas this is such an abundance. As I said earlier, like the rich abundance in her female chaos, magic, synchronicity that got us to stay in the most beautiful places, and just through connections, communities, things that open up, all of a sudden we're here and I'm like, baby, how did we get here? We're having like such flow days where it's all based on her synchronicity, and I'm just like, this is the biggest gift, being your boyfriend and you letting me to experience all these things. And so much of that happens offline. So yeah, let me just tell you. Yeah, I love her. Okay, I can talk forever about it, but now I wanna like slowly finish it. So that's why let's shift to divine union and karmic relationships. Let's start with karmic relationships, and then at the end we talk about divine union. But first, let's take a deep breath. Open my eyes to today. So gifted in so many ways, so grateful just to be this miracle of life. It sets me free. I am blessed, oh yeah. I am grateful and I live in abundance. Oh, I love the song. As I Wake Up in the Morning by Alexia Selun or something like that. And I live in abundance. Okay, I just read it off, what Google says first. Karmic partner. Not an easy relationship, yet really hard to let go. Yup. You're fucking addicted to each other, and it's just, you're addicted to the pain. Intense and difficult, brought together to learn a lesson you failed to master in a previous lifetime, mostly spouse or long-term relationship you end things with. Okay, karmic relationships. Oh boy. Why did I do one podcast speaking about all of them, where there's like a whole podcast, a whole series about each of those, like karmic relationships? But like, yeah, where should I start? But yeah, I just tell you the nutshell. Do you say it like that, in a nutshell? I think so. And if you want a deeper dive into it, then let me know. So yeah, it's often that in a past lifetime, you accumulated some karma, so there is a lesson to learn to, again, balance something. So often, karmic relationships are romantic, but not always. It can also totally be just platonic. So often they come in your life, and you just often cannot explain it at all. I'm so attracted to this person. And your friends are like, not getting it at all. This is like also a great sign. When your friends like really like this person, it's often because it's a soulmate, the divine union. Because yeah, twin flames, often your friends like this person, but they're just not alike, if that makes sense. But karmic relationships, your friends are like, what the fuck? Get away from him. But what you do? You don't listen. Because there's something to heal. There's something to grow. There is something. So you're just blind. In a good sense, if you actually work it through, in not so a good sense, I mean, what is anything? Like, create whatever you want. It's preference. And I just don't prefer. And I see friends who have been in karmic relationship loops for years. Like one friend who stuck in it for 4 years. And then he came out and he was like, oh my God, why did no one tell me? And I'm like, we all told you, but you weren't listening. So we stopped. And we just like, there's nothing we can do. It's literally, there's nothing you can do. You just like, especially when they're romantic, there's nothing you can do. It's just like, you can write a song about them and like, maybe they come back in a year, maybe two, maybe never. Maybe they write this loop forever and do donuts and another reincarnation and another one, another one, another one. This is what many, let's call them typical humans, actually love to do. They're addicted to this. And once you see it from spirit, it's actually quite fun. So I get it. Down here, I don't get it, speaking from like my physical mind. So yeah, often they come in your life, you're super attracted, you're not alike, and it's like, it's not healthy. It's not healthy because it's like you're not growing in a sense where you're like building something together. Like Brittany and I in our twin flame dynamic, we have actually a creatorship, like our soul contract. We're here to co-create together, and we're having different pieces of the puzzle, and together we're like creating such amazing things and community and her community and my community, and we merge it and we get both out of our bubbles and create a bigger bubble. Whereas karmic relationships, you like destroy things a lot. You like put it on fire. And there's often like it comes with like addictions that you know it, but you're just addicted to the other person because like, yeah, there's something to learn. And it's so beautiful when you get into a karmic relationship, you see what is there to learn. You both learn it, you heal it, you clean that karma. And then all of a sudden, once you actually grown out of it, you're like, bye. How was I ever attracted to you? Like, oh my God, we're so not alike. Bye. But that's why sometimes they're addicted to each other and subconsciously or consciously don't want to work it through because they're afraid. Because they can smell, they can sense. Once they work it through, they won't be together anymore. And then they're afraid because this little pain relationship became their comfort zone that they are afraid to move on. But I'm telling you, it's so beautiful to move on into healthy relationships and actually become more integrated. Because all that you find in the unknown is more of yourself. So for me, the unknown is where I like to shift. That's like my happy place. Going more in the unknown because all I find there is more of who I actually am. Which is now like I already know so much of who I am as like Ferdi. And now I'm like so awakening to who I am on like a bigger level, like an alien level, like my dormant personalities, activating my dormant DNA, like all these things. Like, yes, this is so my highest excitement. It's so the unknown. And at the same time, this is more of who I am on a higher level, on a bigger level. So once you realize this, it's really beautiful and you're not afraid to grow. And this actually becomes your comfort zone. Because you know, like, change is the only constant. Everything is changing. And you see, change is just this short, tiny moment of uncomfortableness, kind of. It's like, I love this metaphor. When you see, like, a cold pool, and you know, you jump in, it's cold for like one split second or not even. But once you're inside, it's amazing. Like every sunset, I go to the beach and it's actually the beach is quite warm, but still it's this little like uncomfortableness to get in fully. But you know, once you're in, you love it. So now I embrace it and I mostly jump in. Or even if I go slow, I know it feels good. So I embrace it. And this is literally how change is. Going more in the unknown, remembering more of who you actually are. It's beautiful. I invite you. And once you do that more, you see like, oh, there was nothing to fear. Oh, now it's so much better. Wow, I'm so happy I'm not this old person. I'm so happy I'm not in this karmic relationship loop. Can I get a hello there? As Infinite Water likes to say, hallelujah, as the Christians like to say. Chokuse, as the Ferdi, German Ferdi likes to say. Okay. So yeah. Think about a karmic relationship. I'm sure you had one or a couple where you like worked something out and then like, oh my God, how was this ever a thing? So yeah, this is a karmic relationship. And then like, yeah, there's just like so much more to say and so much storytelling of my karmic relationships, but I'm not so caffeinated, so I slowly end this podcast. I just want to say I have so much more to say about this all, and I'm so excited, but I want to say it when it's actually my highest excitement, and also knowing that you want to know more. So let me know in the comments down below. Finish off divine union. I read something I found on Google again. Two aligned, purified souls. Karma cleared and purified. Unconditional love, which is free-flowing. Tantra, sacred sex. Feminine and masculine clear each other. Two free individual souls. No anxiety or worry, no fear. Your auras are sealed. Your auras together is sealed from outside warfare. Elimination of lower frequency pleasure traps. Peace, comfort, home. You feel a draw to high purpose. The connections are not like a high, but a sense of safety and peace. Ooh, oh, I like this one. Divine union feels safe. Oh, I really like this, actually. I really like this. I just read some other things I screenshotted. A twin flame is primarily a relationship based on soul growth and definitely not a fairy tale facts. The divine counterpart is, in some sense, that forever love we're looking for. Yeah, that nails it. A twin flame is not sacred union. Twin flames are karmic spiritual relationship that often serve as catalysts that prepare us for our sacred union partner. I don't agree with that. Twin flames are karmic spiritual relationships. No, for me there's like a clear vibrational difference between a twin flame relationship and a karmic relationship. And I agree that both twin flame and karmic relationships are so important to prepare you for a divine union. But for me, a divine union is just actually once you erased your karma, became a fully integrated person, remembering who you are, embodying that, and then you're like this new earth vibration being. And once you find someone on that vibration, it can be a divine union. How Brittany and I were like now becoming on that level, so we can both enter and call it a divine union. The vibration for me that is divine union is just being this new earth vibration, being this divine union vibration in yourself. And then if you find someone else on that vibration, you can be in that. Because otherwise, if you already did all your work and you're together with someone who didn't, you're just their teachers. You're just their dad or their mother, which is super unattractive. Which is great if it's like not in a romantic relationship. Like, I love teaching people. I love it. Like, I always love being student and teacher at the same time. Like, as you see in the background, I have here Meister Yoda in my background. Like, he's one of my teachers. Like, those energies, like Gandalf or Dumbledore. Like, yeah, I learned from those. Like, those really, like, I'm becoming really wise right now. I got channeled that until I turn 30, I like try everything and really remember who I am. And from 30 to 50, like what I'm now in, I'm 31 now, I become like really wise. I'm becoming like my own Meister Yoda. But until then, I'm learning from Meister Yoda. And right now, I'm teaching like other people who like we're always teacher and student at the same time. That's just speaking about romantically, it's not sexy to be in a relationship where you're like teaching someone all the time. It's like mom or dad vibes. Not sexy. So if you're looking for mommy, don't do it in a romantic relationship. Or like, there's something to heal, and then I recommend heal it and not jump from relationship to relationship looking for another mommy in that. Just what I recommend. Not sexy, not fulfilling to anyone. So yeah, wow, I just really channeled that. I was like, yeah, what is divine union? Yeah, once you did your work, your inner work, and like fully healed, integrated, fully remembered, awakened, like transcending soul still in the flesh, finding someone else on that level, and then we can all be like divine unions. Because it's all this new earth, however you want to call it, is balancing ourselves, all parts of it, balancing our masculine and energies in ourselves, and then we can balance them in a relationship, in each other, in a partner, and then in a family, and then in a tribe, and then in a community, and then in a country, in a whole continent, the whole world, and then we're going interstellar and becoming part of the Interstellar Alliance. Let's go. So yeah, wow, this was beautiful. And then also, once you like really awake, you let go of all labels and definitions. Like, it's nice to see, like, oh yeah, we could call it that, but it's ever shifting and changing, and what does it even serve us to label it anything when it just is what it is and it's ever changing and we enjoy it for what it is. I really recommend, I link it to you down below, the Pleiadian post. And if you want, you can send me a DM on Instagram at @vgainstrengths, and I send you access to a PDF. It's called Future Sex. It's all channeled on different extraterrestrials, how they make love, how their relationship, romantic, all that stuff works for them. It's really interesting. And the chapter that resonates by far the most with me is about the Pleiadians. It's a really good book. And also, like, some of the extraterrestrials, I'm like, oh my god, I'm so happy to be a human. This is like so alien. But it's just like so interesting to grow your consciousness. All right. This was really nice. I really enjoyed it. I had like this little resistance, my physical self, to record a podcast in English, because I haven't done it in so long, and I have like my bubble in German, and it's like so my comfort zone. Then higher self is like, knock knock, like, bro, your English is literally better than your German. Like, who are you kidding? Like step more in your power.
But I'm afraid to be seen more. I want to stay with my little Germans. Wah!
Okay. Thanks for watching. Until next time. Peace out.